may help or not help. Now, Chris Grice is the Chief Executive Officer of National Seniors Australia. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. Good to be with you.
Should grandparents be paid to take care of grandkids?
Well, I guess grandparents have been providing assistance to, in particular, working families. This has been going on for many years. Even go back to many years ago around the lifters and leaners speech that was given in Parliament, if you can recall that one. And older Australians were considered to be leaners on the community, but actually they were lifting. And many of them doing the lifting of whether that's, you know, caring, doing the drop-off, the pick-ups. In many households, it's just what needs to happen for it to work. And this is not about sort of, you know, forcing grandparents to do this sort of stuff. It's not about, you know, creating some sort of, you know, schemes that people can get rich. With the cost of everything as it is at the moment, in order to support, whether that be around just, you know, fuel subsidies or just, you know, to give young children sort of those opportunities, it's just about, you know, recovering some costs if that was possible. This is not about making profit or anything like that or taking the place of you know, paid organisations. It's adding something additional into the mix, because paid childcare doesn't necessarily work in every situation.
How would a scheme like paying grandparents, how do you think it would work in a way that was fair?
Well, I guess that whole fairness piece is really, you know, that there has to be, if you could call it, a value exchange and not to complicate things, but you've sort of got to look at, okay, is it in the best interests of the family? Is it in the best interest, most importantly, of the child? And whether that's, you know, part of it is that, well, does the grandparent have to, maybe just as a concept, do a Cert 3 in early childhood studies? So the thing is that, you know, that if necessary, that they can move in and out of and get a consistent learning experience and nurturing experience between at home and in I guess the proper, you know, paid system as such.
Chris, there was a text yesterday from Rosemary in Ballarat saying that she just loves taking care of her grandchildren once a week, knows that it helps her daughter go back to work, but worries how much a scheme like this would cost taxpayers, thinks it would need to be regulated so that people weren't ripping the system off. Now, as you've said, no one wants some scenario where people think we can make bank. I hope that wouldn't happen that way, but a lot of other grandparents who got in touch had the same sentiment. Obviously, this can't work without a clear regulation about the way it needs to operate.
Correct. And that's where, you know, this has to be linked to other existing systems that are in place around, whether that's, you know, in terms of means testing and the, you know, and how the pension system works. So it's sort of like, it's all nice in terms of in a flyer and here's a fancy new concept sort of thing that we're going to save the world. But realistically, it has to be actually wealth thought through, and as many have said, like even in the housing crisis, there's no one single magic solution on that. It's all these one percenters, and this is just another solution to provide a possible solution to provide in terms of productivity gain for the nation. The Treasurer keeps banging on about, oh, we have to be more productive, that Australia needs to, you know, be a better country by improving productivity. This is just another one of these one percenters that can help in that productivity piece. If that means that families that want to go back to work and the supporting grandparents are in place where, you know, that system can work and make it more productive for the working family to continue to work, to be able to afford a mortgage and keep their house.
Chris Grice is the CEO of National Seniors Australia. And Chris, just before I let you go, out of interest, was your group consulted by the National Party on putting a program like this together? Do you know if any similar groups were?
No, we sort of... We sort of get consulted via osmosis, I suppose you could say, because the ABC are our friends, and every time this resurfaces again across the country, I guess my the National Seniors perspective is shared in the public domain through that way. But in an official sense, we have a number of policies, including letting pensioners work, and that is something that we definitely have been talking with all the parties about allowing pensioners to be able to earn additional income, pay a fair rate of tax, because it's quite punitive at the moment in the way that works. But there hasn't been a specific dialogue with us, that's for sure, in relation to this piece. But we would hope going forward that if they need some muscle on it and they need some genuine impact and input from seniors, that let's hope that they do talk to us.
Chris, good on you, mate. Chris Grice is the CEO of National Seniors Australia. And look, a not-for